time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, another show. Here we are, the second show in November?
Yeah,
it really is. And we're moving along. Postseason is in effect. Oh my goodness, the Merrimack Valley teams are doing well. We're going to tell you all about how the football teams are doing. It's a little early to kind of feel where the other sports are doing, how the other sports are going right now, like first, second round kind of thing. That will shape up soon, later in this week. But yeah. We have a wonderful show. We're going to interview the North Andover boys golf coach. They had a great campaign winning Division I North with like Titans like BC High, St. John's Prep in there. And then they go on and have a solid showing at the states, the overall states as well. And Division I North had a winner, an individual winner from North Andover. What impressed me about these kids is that it seems like every meet or every golf match, they have a different hero. You know, they have a different hero, whether it's Cooper Moore winning the North and then the States. You have someone else that stepped up, you know, and then in the MVC, land, there's other kids doing their thing. So you'll hear all about it from coach of the North Andover golf team coming up next after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be North Andover golf coach Matthew Lombard. How's it going, coach?
Going well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Coming off a very successful season. D1 North champs, and then competing at the highest level of the states with those monsters from all over the state.
it was a strong field.
Yeah. St. John Shrewsbury end up winning it?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Wow. So that's a feat for them. I mean, dethroning the other St. John's, right? I mean, they won it every year.
They were happy about that. Shrewsbury had been close the last couple of years, so the fact that they were able to do it, they were thrilled. And they had, you know, four scores, mid-70s. Their whole team played great.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys clocked in at 9. No shame in that. You know, 9th best in the state. Tied for 9th. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Long Meadow. Just talk about that whole experience for the kids, for yourself. You know, getting to just be one of the final teams. I think is it just 14 that end up competing in that final round?
Yeah, just 14 and just 3 from our section. We had a blast. I mean, it's just... compared to your normal match where spectators aren't allowed. You know, every group had had people watching them. You know, it was really cool, especially for Cooper Moore. He was in with Ryan Downs, who ended up winning. A few other kids who won some huge tournaments. There's probably 40 or 50 people following his group. So it was, I mean, great experience for him and just a lot of fun for all the kids.
Yeah. Now, so is that, are fans allowed at the regionals, like the North?
So, yep, we had fans there, but for our league matches, they're not allowed. So, you know, it's a big leap, but pretty cool for the kids.
Yeah. You know, what's the message to them before these kind of matches about the crowds? I mean, you know, like, it's just a different experience, of course.
Yeah, you know, really just to stay focused. There's a lot within your group, and you're not allowed to talk to your parents or your coaches. So that's one of the first things we tell them. But, you know, just get used to the distractions. You know, even people trying to watch other groups or walking down the fairway, not realizing that you're trying to hit, you know, just try to, you know, tune that out as much as you can.
Yeah.
And they did a good job with it.
Yeah, I can imagine. And, you know, of course, they did a great job in Division One North winning, you know, the team division, and you had the individual winner too, Cooper Moore. I mean, let's start with his performance, because that's like historic. I mean, he's the only one in the 60s at 68, minus four, and then the next three are tied for second at minus one. That was, he had a day.
He had an unbelievable day. You know, I was just so happy for him. He's worked so hard. Really, the last 3 years, he's a member at North Andover Country Club, where I'm the head pro. So just seeing him, you know, playing every day, practicing every day, he did such a great job as our captain, you know, bringing other kids along to play and practice. But for him to, you know, to put everything together on a day like that, we were thrilled for him. Very proud of him.
Yeah, and you know, it looks like 93 golfers there on that day in Division One North. And if my math's correct, I mean, you guys got four in the top 18 there. So it goes, Tyler, you pronounce the last name.
Fawaz. Yeah. Yeah, used to that name. You're going to be saying it a lot the next
year. Oh, okay, good. We'll talk about him.
He's a talented kid.
Yeah. Brandon Burke, also tied for seventh.
Yep.
And then coming in at number 18, Dylan Lawrence. So, that's where you win the thing. I mean, you have those four top guys, and their scores just, you know, obviously add up, and it's good news. So let's break them down. I mean, like, let's talk about Tyler. I mean, he's class of 2027. Is he a freshman? A
freshman, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a freshman. He's a golf fanatic. He plays all summer. He plays down in Florida as much as he can during the winter. You know, he's played AJGA events, some Challenge Cup events in the area. You know, he's addicted to the game. He practices more than anyone I know. So he was an unbelievable addition this year, and we're looking forward to having him the next 3 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then Brendan is a junior, right? Brendan Burke?
Yep. Another player had an unbelievable year. He was the player of the year in the MVC. He went undefeated. He played great at Renaissance. Just a talented kid.
Yeah. Is the player of the year predicated on winning the MVC Open? Or
is there
an MVC Open?
It's a regular season award. So we do like an MVC golf day at the end of the year, where it's the top four of each team play. But while they're playing that, the coaches do player of the year and all conference and stuff like that. So that's more of, I mean, obviously trying to win. We finished second that day. Andover got us that day, but we got them in the league. So
Evened
out in the end.
Yeah. Was there a Coach of the Year award?
There was, and I was lucky enough to get it.
Oh, there you go. I knew you wouldn't say it yourself.
I mean, with the kids we had, it was pretty easy. My assistant Rob and I, you know, Rob actually does all the work, so he deserves the award as much as I do. But it really goes to the kids. I mean, like I said, they love golf. You know, they play and practice all the time. You know, a lot of teams will have kids who are, you know, great athletes at other sports, maybe hockey or baseball, and they kind of play golf as a hobby. But for us as coaches, we were very lucky. We have a team full of golfers who really love the game. Yeah. And they played great, so made it easy for us.
And Dylan Lawrence at 18 in Division One North is another one that's coming back. I mean, he's another junior, correct?
He's coming back. Yeah. So the only senior we had this year was Cooper. Next year, it's going to look a lot different. We're going to have five or six seniors next year. Yeah. So it'll be a big transition. But for next year, you know, our only focus is we have to fill Cooper's shoes, which won't be easy, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, exactly. And then moving on to the state the week, you know, after, was it Halloween Day, the state
it tournament? It was, yeah. It was supposed to be Monday, but that got rained out and ended up being on Tuesday.
Yeah, Halloween Day. And then you have, you know, insane performance from Burke. He comes back and is tied for seventh in the whole entire state. And so that was great. And then Cooper had a day where he was 29. So what I'm seeing here is that different days have different heroes for you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So our top three, you know, going back to the regular season, you know, we would say our top three, Tyler played in the three spot. Cooper was two and Brendan was one, but they were pretty interchangeable. You know, if Tyler, you know, if he played as the one or Cooper, you know, they would have had a lot of success. So we were very lucky in that way. You know, each round, each tournament could be someone different going low for us.
Yeah. Well, let's talk historics, like, you know, history on the in the fact that you guys winning Division I North. What's the historical impact of that? Is that a rarity or has it happened before recently?
It's happened before. I don't know about Division I. I know Division II, within the last 10 years, they've won it once or twice. North Andover has a long history, you know, going back. Nick Antonelli was coach before me and Peter Farley before him. Mm-hmm. Teams in been strong for a long time, for sure.
Okay, so yeah, so it's not like, whoa, that was the first time they've ever won something like that. There's definitely some history there.
Yeah, we've been up there before. It was a bit of a surprise, I think, for many, that D1 North field. You know, BC High won the states last year. St. John's Prep is always really good. Winchester has an unbelievable team. So, you know, I think us, if we had qualified, it wouldn't have been a huge surprise, but winning it, I think, opened a lot of eyes.
Which is nice. Yeah, absolutely. And you're year two now for you. Mm-hmm. Last year, what attracted you to the job?
Just knowing a lot of the kids on the team, you know, working at North Andover, being around the team before I interviewed, you know, it just seemed like a natural fit, you know, North Andover being our home course and, you know, loving the game of golf and, you know, loving working with the kids. So all those things really made it a no-brainer for me.
Yeah. And what's keeping you busy in your day job, which is also golf? What kind of fun activity, you know, events or, you know, club championships kind of thing? I'm assuming the season's has to be winding down.
We are winding down, which is nice. We do have an indoor simulator. So my assistant Rob and I will be busy with lessons all winter. But yeah, our closing day kind of last tournament of the year was mid-October. So we're definitely on the downswing now. We'll be open for another couple of weeks. Yeah, we have, you know, we do back-to-back weekends with all of our club championships, men, women, juniors. We have a couple big, like a big member, a big member guest. So we definitely stay busy.
Yeah. And that was summer, of course. I'm sure all that went down the season for it. Any, you know, club members or even North Andover residents that are, you know, ascending to the, you know, the bigs, if you will, or close to it, like anyone you know of from the club that, you know, is on the tour or anything like that?
So yes, we have a very deep and talented junior program. We have about 50 kids that do PGA Junior League. And we definitely have some seventh and eighth graders who are, you know, members of the club, and we're hoping are going to go to the high school. There's definitely some talent in the pipeline. You know, I think we're going to be good for a while.
Hopefully. Yeah. What's the message to the team, you know, going forward? I mean, the 2024 edition, you know, the pieces are in place. You know,
they
already
are.
I mean, they're well in place. Yes, you got to find an answer for Cooper, but I mean, for the most part, man, this team is intact almost.
Yeah. So for me, the message is, you know, last year we didn't have a great year. We finished at 500, had to win our last couple of matches to get into the state sectional. And I was just thrilled with how hard the team worked. You know, they were playing in events during the summer. Everyone that we've mentioned, and Callie Diaz, she's had a great year. She won our club championship for the ladies. She won a couple, you know, Massachusetts events. So she was playing great all summer. So, you know, for all that work that we did to get as far as we did, you know, now we to go farther while losing Cooper, you know, we just have to work that much harder. Try to make that last step.
Yeah, and it's not like the MVC teams will be like down or anything. There's always competition in that.
No. Yeah. So in that MVC, the all league event, there was a playoff for the individual winner. You know, a freshman from Andover and a sophomore, Tommy Murphy from Haverhill, he ended up winning the playoffs. So there's a lot of young talent in the league for sure.
Yeah. Wow. So it's across the board, not just you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, Matt Lombard, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations on a great fall with the team. And of course, we'll be watching what happens, what unfolds in the next 11 months to get these boys ready for another solid campaign coming up in next fall. So thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it for our final segment of the show. It's going to be our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Report, brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill locations in Salisbury and Peabody. All right, let's get down to it. Eight divisions. Not all of them have Merrimack Valley teams, of course, but let's start at the top. Division One for football. What's going on in the tournament, in the dance? What is happening? All right, in the Elite Eight, we have two teams left. Kind of like last year, right? Andover, number four seed, beating Franklin, who was last year's number one seed. They were 13 this year. Merrimack Franklin has proven to see the Merrimack Valley as the Franklin killer. Andover, 19-zip win over Franklin, and they get Weymouth. Weymouth was a 20-zip winner over Lincoln Sudbury. That is an upset according to the seeds. Weymouth was number 12, but they were 6-2. Lincoln Sudbury was 7-1. So Andover, number four, gets the home game again because of that upset. So in the Elite Eight, and that is going to be on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So tonight, at Andover High School, what a battle that's going to be. Weymouth, number 12 seed versus number four Andover. And the winner of that gets the winner of three Super Bowl champs in the last 4 years, St. John's Prep, number one seed. They're playing Boston College High on Friday night at 6. On the other side of the bracket, we had two Merrimack Valley teams, only one left. Central losing to Springfield Central, their Central counterparts, 24-7. This was a very close game. Third quarter, Central had a lead even, but Springfield pulled away in the fourth. Springfield gets Xavierian, and the winner of that plays the winner of Needham and Bethuen. That's right. Our Bethuen boys are in there 6-2, and they're the number six seed. Now they're 7-2 after a drubbing 47-7 of Natick, and they get Needham at Needham on Thursday night at 7. So We got our two Merrimack Valley teams playing at the same time, Andover and Methuen. By the time tonight rolls around 9-10 o'clock, we could have two Merrimack Valley teams in the final four. Wouldn't that be something? Division two, we had North Andover in there, and unfortunately they were 17-7 losers to Winchester. Winchester gets the number one seed, King Philip. And that does it for our Merrimack Valley teams. And they're a big scare for our top Merrimack Valley team in Division Three. Bill Ricca came in at 7-1, number two seed. They had to go to overtime, 29-27, to knock off Plymouth South, who's been really strong. They were 5-3, and they were a 15 seed. That would have been a monumental upset. Instead, Bill Ricca does move on and gets another home game, and that's going to be against Westfield. Westfield was a 34-21 winner over Woburn on the road. And Westfield's the number 10 seed, 7-1 coming into the tournament. So both squads on this one with one loss each. On the same side of that bracket is Milton and Dartmouth. We know Milton was a runner-up last year. Milford is the number one seed. They advanced to play North Attleboro, Walpole, and Mansfield playing on the other side of that bracket. We have a survivor in Division Four. It's Tewksbury, barely, right? Another upset-minded Canton team comes in and gives Tewksbury all they could, and Tewksbury pulls out, the 35-33 win, and they get Burlington. Tewksbury-Burlington neighbors, right, at Tewksbury, because Burlington beats Norwood in an upset, seeding-wise anyway, 34-21. That game is Friday night, Dowsett Stadium, 7 o'clock. Another home game for Tewksbury. On the same side of that bracket, what's proven to be a little postseason rival here in multiple sports, Duxbury. They're the number one seed, 6-1, and they beat Bedford easily, 33-6. So it's Duxbury, Somerset, Berkeley in the same side of the bracket as your Redmond and Burlington. On the other side, I guess notable there is upset-minded Marblehead, who a couple years ago won the Super Bowl. And they are back in it, even with a 3-4 record. They had a huge upset over Middleboro, 21-12. Middleboro was the number three seed. We are moving on to Division Five. Just for a quick check, we do have Shawsheen of Bill Ricca with a 49-8 win over Belchertown, and they get Old Rochester, who beat North Middlesex. So that's a matchup of the number three and six seed. So they both advance. And that's Friday night at 6 at Shawsheen, another home game in Bill Ricca for the Rams. Other teams in that one, same side as Shawsheen, is Newburyport Foxborough. On the other side of the bracket, left Hanover, Bishop Stang, Dedham, and Danvers. And I'm going to take a quick peek, but I'm pretty sure that's it for Merrimack Valley teams that are left in football. Really heavy in Division One. Then you got Bill Ricca, Tewksbury, and Shawsheen outside of that. And you know, that's probably going to do it unless one of those tech schools snuck in, but I doubt it. And I'm looking and looking and looking. And yeah, that's it for the Merrimack Valley. They wrap it up at Division Five with Shawsheen. So plenty of Merrimack Valley teams left, whether they're MVC or just Merrimack Valley like Shawsheen geographically. And that's it. So Sylvan Street Grill Football Report is done, is out. We're good to go. Another show is in the books. We are here every Thursday morning. We come out on Thursday mornings at msundersports.com. We're run by Kelly Media. Looking forward to many more conversations about the postseason. This will last through November and into early December, really, with football, for the final day at Gillette Stadium. So let's hope some Merrimack Valley love gets us into Gillette. All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody.